T.K. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, your brainchild, Fort Wayne's first permanent year-round food truck park, has won a real advance with a Fort Wayne Soup microgrant. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's start with the whole concept. Why now?
With all the food trucks in town, 98 food truck licenses were granted by the Allen County last year. I'm going to give them an opportunity to make revenue during all parts of the year and do it in a part of town that would love to see something like this happen.
And location being everything, what makes the perfect location for this project then to you?
When I talked to various food truck parks around the country, they said you need to be in a neighborhood. You want to impact a neighborhood. So I started talking to various neighborhoods, and the south side of Fort Wayne was very responsive to this.
Great. Perfect place. So what needs to happen to the physical space when you get it to make it park worthy?
Well, various things. And thankfully enough, I just finished my initial meeting with the Department of Planning Services. So very thankful that they gave me a resounding yes to go forward with this and really laid out all the things that I need to do to the places we're looking around town right now. And we looked at three locations and should finalize something quick.
And knowing how big you like to dream, Tom, what else will you be serving up here besides food, at least eventually?
Well, it'll be a cultural experience, which you're very familiar with. We'll be doing the various things. We'll be doing events, and we'll have various forms of music, entertainment. Nothing's out of the ordinary, even goat yoga. I don't look to do music at nights as much, but we'll do music on the Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Give these musicians the time to perform when maybe they might not be performing.
Great service for everyone. And speaking of which, what about the vendors? What's the advantage of this group effort?
Well, one, the vendors will have exclusive rights, meaning I've only got one pizza truck. There's only one pizza vendor in there, one taco vendor. So we're not going to have multiple vendors in there. The other thing is because that's what I've done for 17 years in cultural attractions around the country is these vendors are coming to a park where there's a captured audience. There's an audience that's coming to the park. Nationwide, people that go to a food truck rally spend about 30 to 45 minutes. People that go to a food truck park spend an hour and a half to 2 hours.
They're having their meal and their entertainment all rolled into one, and this is a hybrid sort of eating experience.
Correct.
Like a Midway without a carnival or a food truck with a mall or a court, actually. It's carryout friendly, too.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you anticipate your customers are going to be?
Initially, the south side, because there's definitely a desire to have that.
Which is one reason you would like to be settling there.
Exactly. That part of town welcomed me. More importantly, these food truck parks are destination points. We used models in Detroit, Cleveland, and Traverse City, Michigan that are year-round parks, and they became destination points. So yes, the local community went there, but when in Fort Wayne, why not come to whatever we end up titling this?
Certainly, and it sounds like you're going to be looking for one full-size city block when mm-hmm. all this comes down.
Correct.
But how many food trucks is that going to house with all the other things going on?
Initially, we'll open with 6 at various different lease levels, and my goal is to get to 10. So we'll have 10 food trucks, and we'll also have 3 chef-driven shipping containers.
Okay, so that makes a nice little complex going on in that zone. What's the initial response from the city and the neighborhoods in question?
Well, you mentioned the Fort Wayne Soup grant that I was blessed to receive. I received that grant, and since that, my phone, my email, it's been very much a blessing to see how much of a response this has turned into. And we don't have a name yet or anything, but people clearly want this.
How does it make you feel to have an idea that, of course, you hope is good and
yeah.
you like it, that does catch on like that kind of wildfire?
I'm sure every entrepreneur has a different response to it, but at all, it still sends goosebumps up to it. You know, you hit everything out there, and this one just seems to click. Yeah, I've been working on it for over a year.
How long has it been your dream, and of course now even more than a dream?
As you know me well, as an entrepreneur, it's been my lifelong dream to run something. But because this one matches all the things I've done in my career, but more importantly, this is the way I can impact the community best. I can serve the community as well as the entrepreneurs in the community.
And you did mention a year and a half or so, you've been pretty much in earnest. That jives exactly with the whole coronavirus pandemic. How did all of that simmer and cook and come to this in that time period?
Well, as much as this has been on the outskirts and some different business plans, this baby was born in Medford, Oregon, where I took a 2-week trip. I was supposed to do a music tour, and I saw this food truck park in the middle of a pandemic, and the community was coming together. Now, this was late last May, so roughly a year ago now. And since then, the pandemic has truly made me take a step back personally and professionally and go, okay, and you hear this term pivot. I wanted to pivot in the right direction that would not just, you know, be a 2-3 year. I want this to be sustainable. And the truck parks around the country have been very responsive with helping me with various things.
It sounds like everything aligns to show you and everyone that you are sharing this with that now is the time.
Now is the time.
And could it be as simple, and I'm not saying the process is simple, could it be build it and they will come? Is that what you're thinking?
You must be reading my eventual press release. That is true. And I actually used that in my Fort Wayne Soup video. You know, we're going to build it and share it with the community and the visitors to Fort Wayne.
Great. Just great. You mentioned your music career, which is always a sideline with you.
I wondered if I needed to bring my drums in here today.
No, it isn't that day.
It isn't that one. Okay.
This was the day we were talking about food trucks. But it does sound like those have to be on the sideline right now with what all else you're doing. Meanwhile, you've worked nearly every other aspect of the food business in your life, it seems. How does all that prepare you for this adventure? I mean, the term herding cats does come to mind here.
Sure. I haven't seen everything in this industry, but it puts me in a space where I can lead. And I can lead the people and see all the things that might be the hiccups. You know, really honestly, giving these entrepreneurs a chance and putting it out there. It's a different role, but it's also a role that I've been very comfortable with. And it's actually the role that brought me to Fort Wayne.
Well, now you'll have your chance. And what's the biggest challenge, do you think, to running such an enterprise?
And the biggest challenge, you know, really is getting this up and off the ground. I didn't expect the overwhelming response that I got from the community, but it's also a challenge to have to teach everybody and educate that this food truck park is a destination place. So getting out there and letting the food truck owners know that you don't have to go chase a crowd, we're bringing in a captured audience.
How practical is the year-round aspect of the park in such a northerly climb? I know you've mentioned places to our north where they're successful.
Clearly, they work at those other places, but we will have fire pit seating, heated seating. In the pavilion, we'll have heated areas. People can go out, and clearly, there's things that happen here in the wintertime and the shoulder months where we're out and about enjoying the city. It's just one more way to enjoy Fort Wayne.
That's certainly clear thinking on your part. Mm-hmm. And what about the prime summer hours when festivals and outdoor events might call the food trucks names that are at your park?
Once again, there's over 70 food trucks here. We're just looking for 10 of them. Our business plan being that once you come into the park and you see a captured audience, that'll be your choice as an entrepreneur. Should you want to stay in the park? Or in some cases, you might want to stay in the park and impact the community and capture that revenue and build yourself a second food truck. And that's what many truck parks around the country have told me. People have 2 trucks or 3 trucks.
And this gives them an opportunity to do that. How
Correct.
Wonderful. With that kind of business building strategy, it sounds like you will be able to help some of the most established food truck owners and concerns here in town to make that leap, to go up one more if they do not choose to do a brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
Also helping the brand new ones who might not be up in the top.
Sure.
Big boy.
Absolutely. Yet. I think, you know, you had asked me before, you know, what can I lend to this? And those are the people who I really look for, is the pitfalls of starting up a business and the things that we've all gone through. No big secret what COVID's done to us. And right now, at least in my frame, is doing a brick and mortar restaurant made more sense to do a food truck park. And it's been a huge response.
Another thing that COVID taught the public, if you will, certainly here in Fort Wayne, as well as the rest of the United States, at least, is grabbing food, enjoying mm-hmm. food, and taking it home. And so is the newfound preference for carry out of all sorts of food directly going to help your cause, do you think?
Sure. We believe so, because after we've spoken to these other parks, one, it'll be an added benefit to the community. You know, the three parks that I've talked to that utilize a local delivery service, that's just added revenue for them. So they very much enjoy it.
Now, we trust, TK, that you have long-term plans for your park that we haven't heard about. Share some of those.
Sure. Long-term, we look to have an on-site commissary. The food trucks normally have to go back to their commissary and clean up and do their prep. So we'll have an on-site commissary that they can prep under.
A communal thing that everybody can share.
Okay. Yep. So if you lease from us in stage three, that would be available. More importantly is we're talking with a local group that is, if you're familiar with vertical farming, we look to put a vertical farming shipping container on site to where they can actually do 2 acres of produce in one container.
Which you're saying will fit in your park with everything else.
Yep. And so the food truck owners, as well as the chef-driven containers that would be Servana shipping containers, would have an on-site produce, as we call it, you know, farm to food truck.
That's a real shortcut that we like to hear. So if things go well, we should be dining divine by this time next year.
Next year.
By your proposal.
Mm-hmm.
What can the community do now to help the cause?
We'd like to say get out and support our food truck community all summer long.
So they will be there and ready to be in the park and be serving up even more fun and more food.
Exactly.
What a plan. And bottom line, TK, what does this chance to bring such a creative and inclusive operation to the community mean to your own personal culinary sensibilities?
Anybody that knows me knows that it's in my DNA and it's not leaving. It's my way of giving back.
Local entrepreneur T.K. Kelly is developing Fort Wayne's first permanent year-round food truck park. T.K., thanks so much for dreaming big and for sharing your story. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Julie. I appreciate you having me.